From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is taking on gay and lesbian activists who say he is not moving fast enough when it comes to their issues.
I greatly appreciate the support I've received from many in this room. I also appreciate that many of you don't believe progress has come fast enough. I want to be honest about that.
Mr. Obama was speaking in Washington at the annual dinner for the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest gay rights group. He got a standing ovation when he renewed a pledge to end the ban on homosexuals serving openly in the military, but he did not set a timetable. His speech comes ahead of Sunday's gay rights march in Washington. The hostage standoff in Pakistan has ended. Commandos stormed the army headquarters and freed 25 soldiers and civilians who were being held captive by militants. An army spokesman says three of the hostages and four militants were killed in the raid, which came nearly a day after suspected Taliban insurgents stormed the army complex, killing six soldiers. The BBC's Ali Makbul has more on this latest clash between government forces and militants in Pakistan.
This does really show a sort of new level of audacity, a new level of sophistication really shown by militants here to attack in the middle of the day, not only show the coordination to attack the front gates of the compound, but then for a second group of militants to get inside the compound and take people hostage within it is something that the army is going to find quite difficult to explain, of course. And this comes during a week where there have been three large security incidents. There was a bombing, a suicide bombing in Islamabad in a UN office. Then on Friday we had a huge and horrific explosion in Peshawar in a market there where around 50 civilians were killed. And now this. So the government claims that they had got the upper hand in their battle with the militants is something that a lot of people are now questioning.
The BBC's Ali Makbul. The Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court is blasting the state government over its reliance on the referendum process to make policy. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Chief Justice Ronald M. George said the widespread use of voter referendums in California to change state laws gives special interest groups too much power. He says it handcuffs legislators and becomes a burden to the judicial branch. In remarks delivered to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Justice George warned of California's system of direct democracy. He said the result is a system that places California lawmakers in a fiscal straitjacket that makes them unable to solve the state's financial crisis. The result, said George, is growing debt because there is no political will to either curb spending or to raise taxes. The state high court then incurs the displeasure of the voting public, said George, when it has to resolve legal challenges to voter initiatives. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. The fate of President Obama's nominee for Surgeon General remains in limbo. The Senate Health Committee approved Alabama physician Regina Benjamin in a voice vote this week, but it's not clear when the full Senate will hold a final vote on her nomination. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports.
Republican leaders in the Senate are vowing to block the confirmation of Dr. Regina Benjamin as Surgeon General. This follows an order by the Department of Health and Human Services to keep insurance companies from lobbying their policyholders on Medicare about health care reform. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and seven GOP colleagues are banding together to oppose the gag order. Their plan is to use parliamentary procedures to slow the confirmation of President Obama's health-related nominees. Dr. Regina Benjamin gained national attention for 20 years of work providing health care for the working poor in southern Alabama. During her confirmation process, she admitted to working as an intern for the CIA and as an advisor for food processor ConAgra. Still, the Senate Health Committee lauded her work, calling her a medical trailblazer. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
Health officials are offering more evidence that the new swine flu virus is unusually dangerous for children. They say it's killed 76 children in the U.S. since it emerged in April. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
The number of children that have died from the flu already is almost as much as an entire average flu season. And we just had 19 deaths among children, tragically, just this past week associated with the H1N1 flu.
Fauci was speaking on NBC. Vaccinations against swine flu began this week, and health officials say there have been no serious side effects so far. Giles Snyder, NPR News.